Football, pumpkin spice, the holidays. Hello. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 40% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Hello. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 40% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. We will be holding it down for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. It's Monday. Damn it, it's Monday night. And so here's a quick update for you. The Chicago Bears, yes, they are smacking around the New England Patriots 33-14. It's kind of damp, it's kind of wet. We've seen tipped interceptions and fumbles, and we saw a little bit of excitement from Bailey Zappe as he has taken over for Mac Jones. Yes, Mac Jones returns after three games out. Ankle sprain, high ankle sprain, and he throws an interception after six attempts, and Bill Belichick says, hey, come here. No, come here. Yeah, you, come here. Sit down. Bailey Zappe's in the game, but it's not making too much of a difference here in the second half. One more time, Chicago pretty much getting ready to close out this game. A little less than 5 minutes, about 4.5 minutes left. Chicago leads 33-14. Obviously, when we get to the end of the game, we're going to have some conversations here about the Bears. I'm not all that optimistic or high on them. Sorry. We're going to talk about New England. Yeah, I know. There's going to be Zappe and Jones. Hey, Shep, over the next week, how many times are we going to hear about Drew Bledsoe being replaced by Tom Brady and comparing it? How many times are we going to have to hear that?
Well, based off this game, you would think zero times for the immediate future, no?
I don't know.
He didn't look much better.
We had a guy call last hour, and he already brought up Drew Bledsoe. And so I think, unfortunately, that's
but
that
JR,
might be.
But you get yes. The difference. I mean, you talk about the Fab Five. There were five very good rookie quarterbacks in last year's draft. You know, Lawrence and Wilson and Lance. Yeah. We get all that. Hoyer Field too. Hoyer was the top of the heap, and Drew Bledsoe was easily on the back nine. Very different dynamic.
Yeah, but Shep, you're trying to make sense of this.
Gotcha.
It's very easy for people to go, oh, my God, I never heard of a Tom Brady in my life before, right? People never heard of Tom Brady until they saw him out on the field. Ain't nobody ever heard of Bailey Zappi until a few weeks ago. And then he goes 2-0. He comes in. They automatically score a touchdown. And it took 5 minutes. It took about 15 minutes before a guy called and said, oh, when is Bailey Zappi? You think JR, Bill Belichick is going to help us get him to the Super Bowl? It's like, listen, man, slow down. Slow down. Yeah, this is an ass-whooping of a game. It's not over yet, but it's an ass-whooping.
Well, JR, you know what this loss means for Bill Belichick post-Tom Brady, right?
This means that he doesn't tie George Halas right out of the gate. That's what I know it means.
Correct. What it also entails is that for two and a half seasons post-Tom Brady,
yes,
he has now gone under 500. He is under 500. Now, forget the Cleveland Browns years. We're just talking under the ownership of Robert Kraft. We're forgetting 2000 when he had Drew Bledsoe, his only year when he had Bledsoe as a starter. He is now under 500, 2.5 years Tom Brady removed. How much of a hit will he take if this continues with his legacy?
A hit? None.
None?
None, man, none.
So where do you, so he is bona fide, concrete, ironclad, greatest coach of all time, in your opinion. That's not going to change.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, man, no. No, I don't see a Bill Belichick team. I don't see him going completely into the toilet here. I expect New England to stick around the 500 mark the rest of the season. And I don't think it's a black eye or a black mark on Belichick and his legacy, given the success that he has had over the past almost 20 years.
With one quarterback?
Sure. Well, it doesn't matter. It don't matter. It takes two to tango. Tom Brady doesn't have a place to play. He doesn't have a system to play in unless it's Bill Belichick. You know, I don't want to say that one got lucky with or without the other. You need players to play. Bill Belichick has said out of his own mouth, I am nothing unless I have great players. It actually takes a smart coach to say that. Most coaches who aren't full of themselves will say that. And so Bill Belichick is not a dummy. I mean, he's looked at the players that he's had. He's gotten rid of them, some of them sooner than later. And we know he's had an excellent one in Tom Brady. But you have to build the environment. We just had a caller look at the Jacksonville Jaguars of all teams and goes, whoa, we got Jaguar fans who are just absolutely losing their minds on our four-game losing streak. It's like, well, did you see Urban Meyer last year? Like, you have to have an environment. And then you actually have to have a place where the players can kind of grow. And speaking of growth, oh, New England Patriots fans, they're real sad. Chicago Bears just intercepted a Bailey Zappi pass, and it's about 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. And let's see how greedy the Bears want to be here to close out this game. Let's see what happened on Bailey Zappi's INT. Oh, nope, just threw it to the wrong guy. Shame. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a shame, speaking of an individual who, well, we just saw Bailey Zappi throw an INT. Someone who wants to give the game away. Give a game away. Russell Westbrook. This is sad. This is like a movie. Hey, Shep, have you ever paid to go see a movie and you're like, wait a minute, this is 2 hours in. I don't think we're at the end. And this movie sucks and you want to get up and leave. Have you ever, I know you're a movie guy. Have you ever felt that way about a film before?
Oh, I have, JR.
That's the Los Angeles Lakers right now. They've only played 3 games. And this Russell, I don't even want to call it situation, experiment. It's just a disaster. The Lakers, and by the way, I had to watch the end of this game in the break because it was just unbelievable. The Lakers led by like 8 points at about 2 minutes left. And somehow, some way, they choked that away. And at the end of the game against Portland, by the way, of course, we know Damian Lillard is a freak when it comes to the end of games. He's probably, statistically speaking, one of the, if not the best clutch player that we've seen in the NBA. I know there's a Michael Jordan guy, but there's so many stats and numbers that back up Damian Lillard in the final 2 minutes of a game. It's just, it's mind-boggling. They're actually in playing right now against the Denver Nuggets. But they played against the Lakers on Sunday. The Lakers lose 106 to 104. I told you about the 8-point lead that they had with about 2 minutes left in the game. Well, they chopped down the deficit, and I don't know, with about 30 seconds left in the game, Russell Westbrook has the ball. The Lakers have the lead. Russell Westbrook decides to take a 15-foot jump shot that they wanted him to take. They had Yusuf Nurkic on him. He backed the hell up and basically said, hey, man, take the shot. And Russell Westbrook did. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Instead of burning time, maybe going to the basket, getting a better shot, you know, shaving some time off for Portland to bounce back, he took a shot and didn't do a damn thing. Jeremy Grant helps go the other way. That's pretty much all that she wrote. Damian Lillard, at one point at the end of the game, he scored 12 consecutive points. And Russell Westbrook went 4 for 15 from the field. Another disaster. And so what does everybody talk about after the game? Everybody talks about Russell Westbrook. He was in the locker room after the game. He was asked, and what do you ask him at the end of these games now? Why do you suck? Do you want to be here? Why the hell did you take that shot? He was pretty much asked, hey, man, how you feeling? And what needs to happen? And Westbrook, he said this with a smile on his face. He didn't have any type of answers. Take a listen.
You guys had a late lead there, and it seemed to get away. What would you sense out there? What happened out there?
I'm not totally sure. You know, they made some tough shots down the stretch.
What's the level of frustration right now for the team?
Not really sure on that either. Just trying to figure it out.
What was kind of the message from Darvin to you guys afterwards?
You know, he probably going to tell you when you talk to him.
He's talking right now. We're missing him.
Oh, dang, you're bad.
It's cringy. Like, they can't do this after every loss. They cannot. And then, of course, who spoke as well? LeBron James spoke, and he was asked about the end of the game, and even though he wasn't directly asked about Russell Westbrook, LeBron James basically said, you're not getting me caught up in that. Take a listen to this.
I feel like this is an interview of trying to set me up to say something. I can tell that you guys are in the whole Russell Westbrook category right now. I don't like to lose. I hate to lose at any. I don't care what happens throughout the course of my season or throughout the course of my career. I hate to lose, and you know, especially you know the way we had this game. But give credit to Portland. You guys can write about Russ and all the things you guys want to try to talk about Russ, but I'm not up here to do that. I won't do it. I've said it over and over. That is not my. It's not who I am.
Well, it don't have to be who you are, but it's just the facts. That's it. The team stinks around you. I mean, you a couple of days ago after game one, you were saying, hey, we don't have shooters. That's what you were saying. I get it. It's frustrating, but you can't have it both ways. And I understand you're not going to, you know, blatantly, obviously, overtly throw Russell Westbrook under the damn bus. But he is one of the problems. He's a Hall of Fame problem. He's a former MVP problem. And the issue is, he ain't that guy anymore. And even when he was that guy, man, there were flaws in his game. He's not ridiculously athletic. He's always taking curious shots. He's always, you know, taking umbrage to go ahead and kind of grab every stat and number that he could. When does he want anything? We're supposed to think that he's going to contribute to winning right now? No, that's not going to happen. And so it's a disaster. And now it's just a matter of when he gets the boot. Magic Johnson, he sat down with Shannon Sharpe, Club Shay Shay, and he had some advice for Russell Westbrook. Listen to this.
If Russell Westbrook was sitting down right here, what advice would you give him?
First, take accountability.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
If I don't play well, say I don't play well.
Right.
You know, you when I didn't perform well in 84 against the Celtics,
right.
I admitted that. I took accountability.
Right.
And said, hey, I didn't perform well. I was the reason why the Lakers lost
okay.
that series. And I had to say to myself, I got to get better.
Right.
So what did I do? I went out and that whole summer. I trained hard and got better. And then we played them again in 85.
This
next season.
Right.
Man, I was on fire. We won. No, you didn't hear that no more.
Yeah. That was Magic Johnson. He was referring to the prime of his career. Russell Westbrook is at the back end of his career. And we had this conversation on Friday. I don't see any place. I don't see a team in the NBA where he can have a positive impact. I don't. Go ahead, look at every team. Somebody called up, and for the life of me, I'm like, hey, what planet do you live on? He's like, oh, you send him to the Spurs. He can be a great leader, and Popovich can teach. What? The Spurs are trying to go in a completely opposite direction. They're trying to see what they have. They're trying to tank, and they want to move forward, not look backwards towards or look at old Westbrook. Unless this man is willing to come off of the bench and be efficient, there's no work in here. He's been in a transitional mode and phase of his career. He just has to accept it. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing in Los Angeles. He doesn't want to be there, and they don't want him. This is a bad, bad soap opera. This is a bad, awful story. LeBron doesn't want him on the team. He doesn't want to be there. And the Lakers, they're eventually going to have to trade the man. And whoever brings him in, damn it, they probably might want to cut him. Stand of the line, I feel like, for this guy. And it stinks. Westbrook has to change. Otherwise, he's just going to be gone. God bless him, $47 million this year. It might be the big final check that he gets in the NBA. It's just going to get worse. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of worse, can this team get worse? It's New England. They just lost. Monday Night Football. The Chicago Bears beat them 33-14. That's the final score in Foxborough. Bailey Zappi couldn't save them. Mac Jones might come on to start the next game. It doesn't appear that he'll be able to save them. And for a game, Chicago looked damn good, especially on the ground. 243 yards rushing. That's abuse. We're going to talk about Chicago. We're going to talk about New England. We'll get into Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones and Belichick. We got a lot to do here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll share some more numbers with you on the other side of the break. And then back on the NFL, Christian McCaffrey. He had a debut himself. How did that turn out? We got a lot to do right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months, and I really enjoy listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears, they stomp on, beat up, kick, slap, punch, abuse the New England Patriots 33-14. At one point, it looked like the New England Patriots had a little bit of life. Bailey Zappe comes on in relief of Mac Jones. Mac Jones is given the hook. You know what? I might as well share this with you. This is courtesy of Westwood One. Mac Jones threw a pass in the second quarter, and it ended up in the wrong team's hands. Take a listen to this.
In the gun, three wide. Here comes a four-man rush. Shotgun snap, flush from the pocket, throws off balance down the near sideline. It's picked off on a leap by Brisker. From the 25 on the near sideline to the 30 and tackle there. Chicago has just picked off the Patriot quarterback on a lazy pass down the near sideline, and the Bears defense stops the New England drive.
Obviously, that was Kevin Harlan. And I would love to hear what Bill Belichick said to Mac Jones. Maybe he didn't say anything. We know who went in the game after that. It wasn't Mac Jones. He was benched. Bailey Zappe was inserted into the game, and he threw a touchdown right away. Everybody in New England, they were loving it, absolutely loving it. Yeah, we got Bailey Zappe. He's back. He helped us go 2-0 without Mac Jones. And, yeah, Mac, have a seat. Yeah, that was all good and well until the Chicago Bears then went out and they just scored 23 unanswered points. And that was all she wrote. And so the little bit of hope, a glimmer of hope for the New England Patriots, and then that was pretty much snuffed out. And so they legitimately have what is a great cliche. I always love when people say this, a quarterback controversy. And I know this will be awesome because Bill Belichick will be asked about this forever, or at least it will feel like forever. Hey, Bill, who's going to start? I don't know. Hey, Bill, you know, which quarterback are you leaning towards? I don't know. Hey, Bill Belichick, who's the I don't know. It's going to be fun unless you're one of the reporters for the New England Patriots. And so it sucks for them tonight. Chicago wins 33-14. We're going to continue to talk about that game as things go on. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. I do want to talk to you briefly as well about Christian McCaffrey making his debut with the 49ers. Didn't go as planned. And then we did have a caller. He mentioned Jacksonville and the Giants. I don't know, somehow, some way, these guys are the Giants, still winning football games. Let's hit the phones, though. Tim is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, JR, what's up?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, I told my sister you said hi.
Oh, what happened?
You don't remember that?
I vividly remember it. You told her I said hi, and what did she say?
She said to tell you hi.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad it stopped there. What else you got?
I think Taylor Heineke did a freaking awesome job this past week, but I would still like to see that the other guy, what's his name? I can't even remember his name.
What are you talking about? Another quarterback on the team?
Yeah, the other quarterback.
Eventually, that Carson Wentz guy.
No, not Carson Wentz. Damn it.
Thanks.
The guy that...
Is he a rookie? Did they bring him in? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the other guy. He's
Sam Howell? Sam Howell?
Yes. That's okay. Who I'd like to see in there.
Why?
Because I think he's a hell of a quarterback. I think he would actually do really well.
He's unproven. He hasn't done a damn thing. So I mean, what are they basing that on?
You got to put him in there, man. You know, find out what he does have.
Not now. Let's put it this way. We talked about this earlier on in the show that you have Aaron Rodgers, who looks absolutely miserable against Washington, and it's a little bit of a surprise that they go on and that they get beat and that Washington beats them. And that I think that Heineke is the guy who could have done that. And he's good. And we've seen enough of him to know that, no, Heineke is not going to be the best quarterback in the game. He's not going to be a top 10 QB. He's going to be gritty. He's going to play. I mean, he's a tough dude. He ain't one of the best. And so why do you want to insert some guy who's never even thrown a pass yet? No, just do time. Save that for garbage time at the end of the season. And I don't know, maybe Washington will get there. They do improve their record to 3-4 after beating the Green Bay Packers. And give Heinicke credit. 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. He threw an INT, and they're going to take on the Colts. We've already learned that Matt Ryan, he's also going to see the bench. I guess he can call Mac Jones, and they can commiserate together. Sam Ellinger is going to get that chance to start. And, yeah, maybe Washington has another chance and an opportunity to even out their record at 4-4. But, no, man, asking for Sam Howell is not the answer, not by any stretch of the imagination. Jamie is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Ethan Jay, how you doing, sir?
I'm very well. What's up?
Well, first of all, I think, and even though we play, the Bucs play here on Thursday, we play the Ravens.
Yes.
I think, you know, given that deplorable game yesterday, if we keep putting all the stress and strain on Brady, Brady's going to get hurt. And this team, we lost one to the Steelers. We lost one to, we lost one yesterday. Jay, I'm starting to lose faith in this team. And I hate to say it, because I'm from Tampa, Florida. I'm starting to lose faith in these guys. I mean, they've only won a few games, but they haven't been playing as hard as they would normally do. And Tom Brady's acting like he's just out of it. So it's like I'm starting to lose faith in this team. And, I mean, it feels like this is what we'll be seeing for the rest of the season. And this team has to do something to shake that. What that something is, I don't know.
Well, we do know that he is playing behind a makeshift offensive line right now. It doesn't help when Mike Evans is dropping, you know, 65-yard bombs to start the game. I'm sure it's not easy for Tom Brady to go out and play with all of the personal things that are taking place in his life. And, yeah, I think that we've seen probably the best of the Buccaneers since Tom Brady's arrival. I mean, if there's one individual who you don't want to count out in any circumstance, it would probably be Tom Brady here. But I can imagine and see the Buccaneers still winning the NFC South. I can still see them going into the playoffs. Is it going to be on the strength that they've done over the past few seasons? Not so much. I mean, I remember vividly watching the Bucs take on the Rams in the playoffs last year, and I'm saying to myself, there's no way in hell that Tom Brady is going to lead another comeback. He didn't, but he was still in a position to potentially do so. Are we going to get that this year? Look, when it comes to Tom Brady, I'm not going to say it's over until it's actually over, but the story, the potential final chapter, it ain't looking too good right now. And so be happy that you actually won a Super Bowl. Relish in that fact. And don't close the door until it's fully closed. But it's kind of inching its way shut. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Fort Lauderdale. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Scott?
JR, how you doing?
Very well. What's up?
Always a pleasure, bro. Always a pleasure talking to you. Excited about my Jets 5-2 start. Got a little disappointed yesterday when Hall went down for the year. But then I just heard that the Jets signed traded for James Robinson.
Yes.
From Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
A little hope there for me now, huh?
Well, I mean, Elijah Vera Tucker also is out. And we know he's a big part of the offensive line. And he's been amazing helping protect the quarterback and open up holes since the minute and second that he was drafted. The New York Jets and the New York Giants, I know you asked me about one New York team. I'm kind of lumping the both of them together. They're interesting, man. Like, the Jets haven't, quote-unquote, fully unleashed Zach Wilson. That's probably for the best. He's not turning the ball over. He's being protected. He was being protected by Breece Hall. And they've also gone on a stretch here where they've been playing a bunch of backup QBs. We know Russell Wilson wasn't in action, and so it made life a little bit easier for the New York Jets. And so next up for the Jets, the Patriots. Haven't always had the best of times or the best of showings. And so let's see what the Jets can do. I give them credit for being 5-2. Saleh looks solid, finally. They're not getting smacked and beat up by backup quarterbacks. That would be an absolute disaster for him and his reputation with the fan base. And so they're doing what they have to do. They're winning football games. Might not be ugly or may not be cute. Might be ugly. They beat the Denver Broncos 16-9. You got to take the W's where you can get them. That's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Matter of fact, on the other side of the break, we'll hear from Coach Robert Saleh, and we'll talk about the New York Giants. I mentioned Christian McCaffrey. We'll hear from him, and then we're going to really start to dive deep into Chicago's win over the New England Patriots. So we got a lot to do. Phone lines are still open, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Bears, they beat the New England Patriots tonight 33-14 in Foxborough. It's a good look for the Chicago Bears. They snap a three-game losing streak. Justin Fields is able to give you a touchdown in the air. He's able to give you one on the ground. And, I mean, on the ground is basically where the Bears live. I can't remember the last time I said this about a Bill Belichick team, but the Bears rushed for 243 yards. I know Bill Belichick is having a whole fit. And at the same time, he decided to bench Mac Jones after an interception. And the fans in New England, they absolutely lost their minds when Bailey Zappe, he came on. And, well, he went out there, and on his first possession, he threw a 30-yard touchdown to Jacoby Myers prior to halftime. He helped set up another rushing touchdown by Stevenson. But when you come into the game, and you're the guy coming on for the guy who just got benched, and you throw a touchdown, people love it. I want you to hear this 30-yard bomb. Well, I guess not a bomb. It's 30-yard pass to Jacoby Myers. And this is the Patriots Radio Network. Listen to the enthusiasm.
Myers split right, Thornton left. Stevenson, or rather Harris in the backfield with a play fake to him. Zappe drops back. He throws a long ball left. Wide open, Jacoby Myers, who makes a twisting, diving catch.
He's
and
in.
Squirms into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Look at this place. It feels like AFC divisional round against Baltimore.
Okay. And that was pretty much the highlight. He helped set up another rushing touchdown, and that was it. Really, that was it. The Patriots didn't score again for the rest of the game. They went into halftime 20-14, and the Bears just went out there and said, hey, here's 23 points, and New England did not have an answer. It's actually pretty awesome right now, and I cannot wait to share this with you potentially probably next hour. Bailey Zappe is talking to the media right now, this minute, this second. And so once he steps away from the podium, of which he's now been here for it seems like 10 minutes, you'll hear from Bailey Zappe. And I cannot wait to hear what he has to say, because if you know anything about Bill Belichick, there are not going to be any answers about the Patriots in their quarterback situation. Is it Bailey Zappe? Is it Mac Jones? We didn't know until minutes before the game whether or not he was even going to be out there. Mac Jones, I'm referring to. He got the start. He threw an interception. He got sat down. That was all that she wrote. And the New England Patriots, their next game is going to be against those New York Jets. And we actually just talked about the New York Jets. I don't want to call it a miracle that they're out here winning. But the New York Jets are not all that spectacular. They're not. They're able or have been able to go ahead and win with a solid offense. A Breece Hall probably performing as the offensive rookie of the year in the NFL. He goes down to an ACL tear. You have Elijah Vera Tucker on the offensive line, another young player in his second year. He goes down. New York Jets just traded for Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have ETN, so he's going to get the most attention out there. And, I mean, this is it's just the Jets. There's something about the New York team. Somehow, some way, they're winning. And Coach Robert Saleh, he talked about Zach Wilson, and he has to get better, especially now that Breece Hall is out. Listen to Coach Saleh.
He continues to fight and fight and fight and try to find ways to get the ball to somebody, try to gain yard, do something, which we all admire. It's why he's the number two pick. That's why we're excited about his future. But at the same time, he does have to learn when enough is enough.
Yeah, sometimes he's trying to go out there for a little too much, and he's pretty even as a quarterback. He ain't winning games for the New York Jets right now. He's not losing them. But the New York Jets, as Coach Saleh just said, they expect him to go out there and win some games. Is he going to win a game against the New England Patriots next week? We'll see. Things are going to be adjusted now that Breece Hall is out for the year, which is absolutely terrible for the New York Jets. They may have to rely on Zach Wilson a little bit more. And I'd be remiss not to mention the other New York team, the New York Giants. How the hell are these guys 6-1? Well, Daniel Jones, he rushed for 107 yards. Saquon Barkley, he rushed for 110. Giants are 6-1, which still sounds odd to say. This is their best start since 2008. But the Giants, every single game, all seven of their games have been decided by one possession. They played Jacksonville yesterday, beat them 23-17. They held it down at the end of the game. Jacksonville had a chance to win. Their offensive line is now hurt. This is crazy. And the Giants are going to take on Seattle next in Seattle. And good luck to them there. And the revitalized Geno Smith, first-year head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll, he talked about this squad. And he's just like, listen, we're 6-1. Don't mean anything.
Every game is hard. You're going to get everybody's best each week, regardless of what your record is. And you continue to prepare, you know, the way you know how to prepare to try to put yourself in the best position you can.
Okay. That was coach speak if I ever heard it. What he can't say is, I don't know how the hell we 6-1. Thank Daniel Jones, who basically also had his fifth-year option declined. And you can thank Saquon Barkley. New York Giants, actually, they're playing solid. Congratulations to the two New York teams that play in New Jersey. And also congratulations to Geno Smith. They beat the Chargers 37-23. Geno Smith, two touchdowns, an INT. Seattle, they rushed for 214 yards. Seattle, yes, they lead the NFC West right now, which is ridiculous. And Geno Smith, he's not throwing these games away. This is what he said was the turning point of that game as Seattle beat the Chargers.
In the third quarter, there was a spot for us to do that. And just to keep those drives alive, I think we converted a few third downs. That just says a lot about our team and our offense. And we just got to continue to build, continue to get better, and look at those moments and say, hey, this is what we can do, and set that standard for ourselves.
All right, I don't know how much that standard is going to last. I mean, DK Metcalf, he went down. They were worried about surgery on his knee. He's not going to need it, but he's hoping for a quick return. But Seattle is still at the top, NFC West. 49ers, they just picked up Christian McCaffrey. They lost to Kansas City 44-23. McCaffrey shows up like 4 days later. 8 rushes, 38 yards. He caught 24 of them in the air. And after the game, after the loss, he's just like, man, I just got here. And it's been a hell of an experience. Listen.
Football's football. You know, like I said, it's no one cares if I got here 2 days ago or if I've been here since April. You know, if I'm out there with a uniform on, you know, I expect to be prepared. And, you know, I'm sure my teammates and coaches expect me to be prepared, too.
Okay. Well, they're going to take on the Rams Sunday. And we know that's typically an interesting matchup. And it's amazing what a week can do, right? 855-212-4CBS. Benjamin is calling from Miami. What's up, Ben?
Hello.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi. So I just wanted to say that something happened Sunday that is very rare. I actually agreed with what Aaron Rodgers said after their game when he was talking about how what the things that they might need is a matchup against Buffalo, because the Packers, what they typically do is they play down to their opponents. If they're playing a bad team, for some reason, they just play bad. So I think if they're playing, you know, a good team like Buffalo Sunday Night Football primetime lights, maybe they'll be able to step it up and actually do something and not just play atrocious like they did on Sunday.
Okay. Well, we'll see, Benjamin. Thank you for calling from Miami. I don't know if Benjamin was calling from underneath the covers, but doesn't sound too shabby. And what he's referring to, after Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lost to Washington 23-21, Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media. And despite falling below 500, despite losing three games in a row, knowing that the Buffalo Bills are next up on the schedule on Sunday Night Football, most of us would expect the Packers to get smacked around. Aaron Rodgers, he thinks that might actually be a good thing for this young team. This is what he said.
I'm not worried about this squad. In fact, this might be the best thing for us this week. You know, nobody's going to give us a chance. Going to Buffalo and Sunday Night Football, the chance to get exposed, shoot, might be the best thing for us.
Oh. Hey, Shep, that's what you call a Jedi mind trick, I think, right? Would that qualify?
A trick and Aaron Rodgers don't deserve to be in the same sentence.
What would make sense then?
Well, because he's just say the word on public airwaves, but he's just a jerk. He's a jerk. You know, it's not just about the money. Why Davante Adams left?
Yeah, well, you didn't know what the hell this guy was going to do. I think that played part of it.
But JR, Aaron Rodgers didn't sign for 1 year. He signed for a few years, and so
yes.
you would hope, even though the brass doesn't understand what Rodgers is going to do, because Rodgers has the leverage. We all get that. He's an all-time great quarterback. Your number one playmaker does have to have a pretty damn good idea of what you're doing, because that is going to allow the Packers to get back to the NFC elite. And this is just – Aaron Rodgers is just a jerk to me.
Well, in the meantime, he seems like at least a jerk who's not happy with the squad, and why would he be?
Shocker.
Yeah, I know. He's 3-4. During the game, he's like, what the hell are we doing? And then after the game, he's like, oh, yeah, well, maybe we need to play the Bills so guys can step up. Very interesting storylines here in the NFL. You got Brady getting his ass whooped. You got Aaron Rodgers getting whooped. You got Bill Belichick. He doesn't know who's playing, and now he's going to have to talk about it before the New York Jet game. We're going to talk about tonight. Monday Night Football on the other side of the break as the Bears beat the Patriots, and they beat them down bad.
Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 40% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations.
Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 40% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 40% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.